Exercise 18, 12B. Just add water. In the standard recipe to produce carbon nanotubes from carbon, the catalyst used is hardly efficient as its particles get covered in carbon atoms that form an amorphous coating on them. As a result, the nanotubes cannot develop. In an attempt to remove the carbon, pure oxygen can be added, but it destroys the growing tubes by oxidizing them. In the novel method, water was applied. It reacted with the amorphous carbon coating, turning it into carbon monoxide and molecular hydrogen, without damaging the nanotubes. As almost all the catalyst particles remain active, the number of produced nanotubes is considerably larger, which makes the new method very attractive and cost-effective. A nano-sized Trojan horse. To encourage a patient to swallow a bitter pill, it is necessary to cover it in something that he will find tasty. The same method has been applied in an attempt to fight cancer. Cancer cells require a great amount of folic acid because they multiply very fast. Scientists have used this regularity to create, they believe, an effective weapon by successfully combining folic acid with methotrexate, a substance which is toxic to all the cells in the body, including cancer cells. They bind these two substances to nanoparticles called dendrimers, which are so extremely small, less than 5 nanometers in diameter, that they can get into cancer cells through the cell membrane. The method has been tested on folate-deprived mice, and it proved to be 10 times more effective than using methotrexate alone. It was also a lot less toxic. Unfortunately, it is not known whether the method can be used on people.